The land at the end of the road is owned by Gold Belt Incorporated. The native corporation owns much of the shoreline along the western end of Douglas Island. A trail runs through an easement Gold Belt granted to Alaska Electric Light and Power Company in 2002. It provides access to a substation that transmits power to the Hecla Greens Creek mine. Debbie Driscoll is the power company's spokeswoman.
Some folks do think that it's a public trail and don't realize that it's private property. And we were informed that the signs that we had previously put up had fallen off or were no longer there. And so Gold Belt had requested that we repost signs, which is what we've recently done.
Eric Boris is executive director of Trail Mix, a Juneau group that develops trails and advocates for public access.
Got a beautiful view, so people have been using it since it's been put in, even though it is on private property and it was not intended as a recreation trail. According to AELMP and Gold Belt, it's never been open to the public. But like a lot of trails in Juneau, people are not familiar with who the land manager is and what the status is. It's like, oh, there's a trail, so I'm going to walk on it.
Boris says he's approached the Native Corporation about helping develop the trail for public access. He recently visited the area and agreed there are problems.
There was litter out there. There was trees that had just been hacked away at, green trees that people are, I assume, were cutting for firewood, but they're not good firewood. And it's just kind of not treated with respect.
Barring any agreement, the trail is on private property and remains closed to the public. Gold Belt says only its shareholders with a Gold Belt ID card are allowed access without prior permission. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.